from this drawing.
Well, she could do better on that than I can.
It's not a very good, it's not a very good drawing.
She made the saddle.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead and tell her. Well, I don't really know the parts of the saddle all that well. I guess I should, but
what's this part that goes under the
horse
collar?
The cinch. Uh-huh. That's the cinch. The front one holds the saddle on if you're roping. I didn't ever wear a back cinch, but if you're roping, you need them, because when they that horn. That saddle horn, when you got something, the rope goes in under the candle there, and
what was that? It goes under the what?
Candle.
And what's that?
The candle is back here, on the back of your saddle,
and that's where it goes up.
Yes. Uh huh. And the. Weld, I guess they call it, on the front here. There are several different types on the front. Some of them have swells that come out. Those are used more for the bucking horses. You can get your legs and knees in under there. And the roping saddles, the shoulders come just smooth, so you can peel off of there in a hurry so you won't catch up on
it. So on the front of the saddle, that's called a...
I guess that's what it is. I can't tell you for sure.
And the back part where it lifts up is called a candle.
Mm-hmm.
The back of the saddle, the seat of the
mm-hmm.
saddle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's this part right here where you tie the rope around?
That's the saddle horn.
Okay.
These are the fender wells. This is a stirrup.
Uh-huh. The fender wells is that's what's called between the stirrup and the where you sit down.
Well, it covers the
side.
The straps that hook onto the stirrup here. You see, it covers those so that it doesn't. Smooth. Yes, so that you have a smooth place for your leg to rest against there.
Wow. And you said you didn't know those things. Well, you're a walking dictionary on saddle terms. Another one here. What's that thing you use, if you're
lariat.
Uh-huh.
Lariat rope.
Is there a distinction between lariat and rope?
The rope could be a lot of different things, like when you rope calves for rodeos, you tie them. Well, they call it a piggin string.
Piggin.
I don't know how you spell it. But it's a small light rope they carry in their teeth usually when they rope these calves in rodeos,
The piggin string is used for...
To tie the calves' three legs together.
Uh-huh.
And,
that's also a rope?
Well, it's a light rope, yeah. It's a light rope.
So that would be a rope, but not a lariat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
A lariat
mm-hmm.
is...
Well, yeah, a lariat rope. There's lots of uses for rope besides a lariat. Lariat is used for roping animals, usually from a horse, but it doesn't have to be from a horse.
Oh, another thing that just reminded me. The cinch on a horse, would you ever call that a belly band?
Oh, yeah, you might.
Most people would call that a cinch around.
Yeah,
there.
I think so.
Okay. Belly mm-hmm. band is...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You might hear that.
Okay. What's one of these things that has two handles and a wheel in front?
Wheelbarrow?
Using parts of the words again. Okay. What's something that you would use to, for example, if you were gathering seed or something, a large canvas sack, what would that be called? Or a bag? Or can you?
You're doing this by hand?
Well, it's used to store things in. A cloth
hamper?
Container.
Containers?
Like out in the yard. Like if you were to go buy, I guess, seed or something, what would it come in?